Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 13th of August, 2013. It was on this day in 1940 that Germany began to bomb England during World War II, beginning the Battle of Britain. France had just been conquered, and Germany's plan was to destroy Great Britain's Royal Air Force before it began a land invasion of the country. The British had the most advanced radar systems in the world, which helped them shoot down many of the German bombers, but by the middle of August, they had lost a quarter of their aircraft. Everything changed on August 24th, when a German bomber accidentally bombed London. Britain responded by bombing Berlin. Hitler was so angry that he ordered his air force to bomb London exclusively, turning his attention away from the Royal Air Force. If Hitler had focused on destroying the Royal Air Force, he probably would have won the battle. Instead, the British weathered the bombing raids until the United States could join the war, which led to Germany's ultimate defeat. It's the birthday of the first man ever to print a book in English, William Caxton, born in Kent, England, in 1422. He was a wealthy trader and merchant, a part-time linguist and translator. He was living in Cologne, Germany, when he translated a book about the history of Troy. The printing press had been invented about 25 years earlier, but it had only recently started to spread beyond Germany. Caxton realized that the new technology of printing would make the job of distributing his book a lot easier. So, instead of copying the book by hand, he printed his History of Troy in 1475. Caxton eventually returned to England, where he established the first English printing press. He printed all the available English literature, including Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. For a long time, people in England called printed books Caxton's. It's the birthday of filmmaker Alfred Hitchcock, born in London in 1899, whose many films, including Strangers on the Train, Rear Window, and Psycho, earned him the title of the Master of Suspense. He was a shy, quiet boy and spent most of his childhood alone making up games. His parents were Catholic and believed in strict punishment. Once, his father sent him to the police station, where a policeman locked him in a cell for 5 minutes and said, "This is what we do to naughty boys." Years later, after making a series of movies about people who are falsely accused of crimes, he said, "I'm not against the police, I'm just afraid of them." And here's a poem by Ron Carlson entitled One Woman. Oh, the old love song again and again, devotion and desire without end, a woman half-dressed somewhere and being admired, or dressed and being admired. These men go off alone into their rooms and write it down. She was this and she was that. Every man says, she's the woman above all, on a pedestal, though no one says pedestal, that would be crazy. And there's 1,000 of these poems, and by that I mean 1,000,000 declarations of this singular love of this one-of-a-kind woman, so rare, an absolute phenomenon which many times rivals the moon or the oceans or the wind in the trees or night or any of the furniture of night and day. You see what I mean? Big unknowable things. What are we to make of it? This. It's true. Each man is telling the truth. Each woman puts all the other women second. It's the way. The strap of her gown off the shoulder, and the paradox prevails. These poems are all true. Each woman stands alone in the doorway or on the pedestal in the perfect light. One Woman, a poem by Ron Carlson from his collection Room Service, published by Red Hen Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us here next time.